Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message, seeing ourselves as God sees us. And as I concluded yesterday's broadcast, I shared the passages found in 1 Corinthians, the first three chapters, and Paul writes to them and he calls them saints. Now, certainly, they weren't perfect. He addresses some of their sins and the problems that were among them. And nonetheless, still, Paul writes to them and calls them saints. And he does that to Rome, to Ephesus, to Philippi. And through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, through the marvelous work of God that the Bible has been preserved, no matter how the enemy has tried to destroy it over the centuries, the Word of God has been preserved, and He's speaking to us today. He is calling us saints. Why? Because He was led, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and that's how God sees us. And now, you may not feel like one. I mean, you may affirm it intellectually, but a lot of times emotionally, because of the battles, because of the, you know, the failures you and the shortcomings and the sins and the things that you know that have that you've done that have disappointed or displeased God, it's hard for you to really understand that that work of salvation and redemption has truly been accomplished in your life. So much of what we're called to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to target those lies we have believed. Some of us, since childhood, the things that have been hammered against your consciousness, the words by others, whether it's a family circle or friends or experiences you've gone through, all that has formed an opinion of how you view yourself. Now, if you think of yourself higher than you ought, well, then again, maybe this message isn't for you. But you need to be careful of pride, because if a man exalts himself, he will be humbled. But I'm speaking to those who have been, because you are precious and chosen of God. The enemy has done everything he could to devalue you. And of course, who does he use? He uses the events of your life. He uses the people that are close to you or acquaintances. He will use whatever he can to make you feel badly about yourself. That as a Christian, oh, you may never verbalize this, but you feel you're a Christian. And you're not, you don't feel like you're a Christian. You're not evidencing that abundant life that you read in the Word of God. You struggle with, you know, the works of the flesh. You don't see joy and peace and faith in your heart. But you know what? You are in good company. Do you remember what Paul said? He said, the things that I would do, I don't do. And the things that I don't want to do, that's what I do. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then he says, that verse, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, He knows the condition. Jesus has walked the way before us. He conquered every temptation, went through every trial without sin. He's the only one that has ever been able to do that. He was the sinless Son of God. He was the only one appropriate to satisfy the justice of God. And if you ever question God's love, what love it took for the spotless Son of God to come down and not only live the life as a common carpenter, but to then go through, as he began his public ministry, the lack of acceptance. Even his own disciples didn't believe. He was telling them plainly on occasion, I'm going to die and I'm going to resurrect. And they didn't grasp it. And so, you know, we don't need to feel discouraged, beloved. We are in good company, all of God's saints. I mean, if Paul can say that about himself, then you better stop right now entertaining those negative thoughts that you're a failure, you can't make it, everybody else seems to be doing so fine, but only God knows where you're really at. Yes, and the devil does too, and he's doing everything he can to do everything to not affirm you. And the purpose of this message is we want to see what Jesus has done for us. So the Corinthians, they weren't perfect, but he calls them saints. And we need to come to that place that we see ourselves as the Lord sees us. And then we can be able to allow the work of the Holy Spirit to bring about those very qualities that God already sees. He sees us through the blood of Jesus, that we have been cleansed. Now, we will not reach spiritual perfection until we're with the Lord, whether that's by death or through the rapture, when we're translated to be those who were alive and remain, will be caught up to be with the saints of God, with the Lord, and to be forever with Him. Oh, how we long for that, yes? But because we are in Christ, brother and sister, God looks at you, He looks at me, and He sees Jesus. He sees you and me as He sees Christ. He's our elder brother. 2 Corinthians 5:21 states that we have been made the righteousness of God in Him. Now, let's look to a reference in Romans, the 3rd chapter, and I'm going to read verses 21 through 23. But now, let me start with 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, remember that was before Christ, shall there be no flesh. Well, let's do it again. There shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. You see, they found out through the law, the old covenant, that which was given to Moses on Mount Sinai, they couldn't do it. There was always failures. That's why there were blood sacrifices of the animals to cover their sin until the perfect Lamb of God came into this earth. And His name is Jesus. Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. In other words, all that time before Jesus, the prophets were declaring what was to come, God's plan of salvation. Even God Himself prophesied in Genesis. He told Satan, and he told the woman that her seed was going to crush the head of the serpent. And that occurred, and it was accomplished through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, as we accept God's work in our lives through faith, we experience that newness of life in Him. We can see ourselves, as Ephesians 1 and 4 says, as holy and blameless, because we are in Jesus. And so, what do? When Satan attacks, and he will, we're never going to be free of trials and temptations in this life, but we are, listen to me now, you are going to become much more adept at not falling prey to Satan's strategies and devices. For as we know the word of God, we shall not be ignorant of his devices. So, when Satan attacks you, what do? You claim your position as holy and blameless in Christ. And guess what, beloved? That very act of faith releases the power of God in you and in me to make his life so real that we escape that great temptation or testing. Doesn't it say with every trial and temptation, he'll make a way of escape? Do you ever wonder what that is? It's the recognition of who you are, the power you have in the Lord, the work that God has already done through Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 3 states, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Beloved, think of that. He's blessed us with all. You're not lacking anything. Think about that. Blessed us with all. How much is all? Spiritual blessings. Whatever you need in terms of your spiritual walk, spiritual growth. What does it say? He's blessed you, beloved brother, sister, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where is that? Somewhere in the great beyond? No, it's in Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. See your position, beloved. See your position. It's those last two words, in Christ. Beloved, that's our victory. And, you know, I just want to stop right now. Father, Lord, these are very familiar concepts. We have heard them preached, some of us, for decades. And yet, Lord, the actual walking in, the experience of them, Lord, we've fallen short. And so, Father, we're asking you to take these scriptures that I've shared, Lord, in our personal time, and even now as we're praying together, Father, I pray a work of revelation. And not only revelation of appropriation shall begin, that we shall see a progress, a growth, a hope, an excitement, that we're beginning to get it. We're grasping that spiritual potential we have. It's unlimited, Lord, and we know it'll continue on until the day we behold you face to face. So, Father, I'm asking to do this work, not for our blessing necessarily, but that we can bless your heart and that we can glorify Christ. And in doing so, we know that that we'll be blessed. You've blessed us with every good blessing. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And so, Father, on that beautiful note, we will end this broadcast, and we thank you for your goodness, Lord. Beloved, I love you. I pray for you every day. I invite you to share whatever needs you may have. It's important to be specific. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.